Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/big deal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast, and become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows featuring guests sharing stories about growing up in a haunted house that was possessed by an evil presence, a nightmarish encounter with a UFO in the dead of night, and the financial horror stories from those who won the lottery and lived to regret it. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to hear these programs and many more truly thought-provoking shows from coast to coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And we're back. Marianne Gwinkowski with us. We're going to take calls, your calls, next hour as well. Marianne, let's get back into curses, and I want to talk about the dream state and what can be conjured up that way. But when someone puts a curse on an individual, mm-hmm. Does the individual, what happens to them? Do they feel something? Do they say, I think someone put a curse on me?
Well, when things start going bad and you don't feel good, or your relationships go down the tube, or you lose your job and you can't find a job, then they start thinking, that's when you hear, oh, I'm the born loser. I must have a cloud over my head. If I didn't have bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck. And people realize it, especially if everything was going fine in their life or normal in their life, and everything starts going down the tubes. And eventually they figure it out, or they go to somebody, or somebody that they know will go, gee, you've been having such rotten luck for the last year. What the heck's wrong with mm-hmm. you? Then you start thinking about it. And like I said, you know what? Nobody has to live like that. You don't have to be a martyr. Do something about it. Have it removed. It's not hard to do. You can do it. And as long as, you know, actually, if a person doesn't even believe they have a curse on them, and I tell them that they do, sit down in front of me, I'll take this off of you, they don't even have to believe it. All they have to do is give me their permission.
My granddaughter got a promotion where she was working, and apparently, she got a promotion over somebody who thought they were entitled to that job.
Yep.
And she did it fair and square, you know, decent and everything. She's a great girl. But strange things started happening to her. I mean, things that would always go well, things were really kind of screwed up.
She
called me up one day and said, "Papa, I think somebody put a curse on me." And I said, "Ari, let's think about this for a moment. Who would want to do this to you? I mean, you're a good, fun person. You're a nice person. You don't hurt anybody." And we started talking, and she mentioned the promotion, and she mentioned some people that they gave her the job over. And I went, "Uh-huh." And then I said, "Of a couple of these people, is there one there that you would think would be capable of that?" And she said, "Yes." And sure enough, it ended up being that person who apologized and took the curse off, apparently, and everything's fine. But
or stopped sending negative energy to her.
Exactly.
So it wore off. Right. Yeah,
exactly. So my question is, when someone does get hit by a curse, how easy is it for that person to try to distinguish who put the curse on them?
That's a little bit harder. And the main questions that I ask when I'm actually doing the removal is, did you take somebody away from their spouse? In other words, did you have an affair with the married person? Believe you me, a woman, you know, a man gets angry at somebody and they're going to punch somebody in the nose. A woman gets angry at somebody. Women are meaner than men. She's going to curse that person. And because she was hurt in more ways than one. And the job thing is exactly right. You can't believe how often that happens. But the bottom line is this: who cares who did it? Just get it off.
How do you get it off? Can you do it yourself? Do you have to call Marianne Winkowski? How do you get it off?
Nope. You can't remove it yourself, but you can have a friend do it for you. And again, they don't have to believe it. They just have to go through the ritual. And when Go Speak, the whole last chapter is how to remove negative energy. Anybody can do it. You just can't do it to yourself.
Is everybody susceptible to a curse? What about someone who's got so much energy and positivity? Can they put up this force field to kind of block it and shield it?
No, unfortunately. The only thing that I personally know that has worked forever, because once a curse is removed, that doesn't necessarily stop the person that was putting it on. They're not going to know it's off. So, and there's so many different kinds of curses. I mean, there's one that maybe has to be do something on every full moon. Or generational curses. They just automatically go with generation to generation, like the Kennedys. You have to know they were cursed. And so there's all kinds of different kinds. But once it's removed, most people, as long as they, you know, I give them that quince seed to carry. As long as they have that, they never have to have a curse removed off of them again. It does not affect them. As a matter of fact, think about it. Ball players, let's use baseball players, for instance. Okay, there's a game between the Cleveland Indians and maybe New York. And so all the fans in the Cleveland Stadium, every time their best hitter gets up, the whole stadium is going, "Oh, Lou, you jerk, don't hit the ball, get an out." And then they clap if he does. That's negative energy thrown on that person.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And
that's why the home team has an advantage.
That's exactly right. But that doesn't mean when they get on their plane to leave Cleveland that he left the negative energy here. It's going with him. It's going to be added on every other stadium that is not his home stadium. So, and that's why I do so many ball players, all kinds of ball players.
Well, if a ball player's in a slump, let's say.
Oh, that's a really good a slump, or they just, you know, they don't feel good, they're out of sorts, they're tired all the time. And the other thing, too, is especially ball players, look at the dead fans, the ghosts that hang out in stadiums. You know, you couldn't walk up and stand next to LeBron James at a basketball game. You would never get on court. The guards and everybody would keep you away.
Sure.
But, gee, if you're a ghost, who's going to stop you?
Nobody.
Exactly.
Nobody. What about the dream state for visiting the dead and for other things?
Once a person has crossed into the light, they can absolutely come in and out of your dreams. You can talk to them. You can get all kinds of information from them. You can get a hug, a kiss. I mean, it is so comforting to be able to talk to these people. They look good. They look happy. They look healthy. But if the person has not crossed over, you will never dream of them. Earthbound spirits cannot get in dreams. Now, if an earthbound spirit is in your bedroom while you're sleeping, you're going to have bizarre dreams, technicolor, loud, flashy, where it wakes you up and you're breathing hard. But that ghost was not in your dreams.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.